Our top story for this half-hour, terrorist groups have once again fired rockets toward the eastern fringes of the Syrian capital, Damascus. The terrorists based in eastern Ghouta launched mortar attacks on corridors set up by the Syrian government for the exit of civilians. The terror groups, who are mostly members of Nusra Front and its affiliated groups, continue to prevent civilians from leaving the region, claiming they don't want to leave the area. It's estimated that tens of thousands of civilians are still living in eastern Ghouta. Last week, the UN Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution demanding a 30-day truce across Syria. The agreement excludes terrorist groups like Nusra Front. Press TV's Muhammad Ali joined us earlier to give an update about the situation near humanitarian corridors in Syria.
The humanitarian corridor, which was established by the Russian and Syrian sides over here, where we are expecting that civilians might get a chance and get out from eastern Al-Ghouta. Just behind me, you can see over here the exit point where the civilians can reach if they can get out of the eastern Al-Ghouta. The Syrian Red Crescent teams, along with the Russian military personnel and the Syrian army, all together, they're all on standby here, prepared for receiving families who might be coming from eastern Al-Ghouta. But so far, today is the fourth day of this ceasefire, let's say, this five-hour daily humanitarian ceasefire, for which was established for the exit of the civilians from eastern Al-Ghouta. So far, up till this moment, civilians have not been able to get out.